The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 7 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update posted October 19. Included in the new cases are 6 unvaccinated and 1 fully vaccinated person. There is an outbreak at Mill Creek Care Center Long-Term Care Home in Barrie, with fewer than 5 staff cases and fewer than 5 resident cases, with no change reported today. The exact number of cases has not been specified. The outbreak was declared on October 15. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Collingwood, 1. One person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is still under investigation. Barrie, 4. Two people between 18 and 34 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. One case is linked to close contact transmission, and one is linked to travel. The 4th case is still under investigation. Innisfil, 1, one youth under 18 years old whose case is outbreak related. Muskoka District, 1, one case in Huntsville, between 45 and 64 years old. There are currently 133 active cases in the region. 8 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,811 cases of COVID-19, with 13,416 of those cases recovered and 262 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 71.6% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine, and 75.6% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. The health unit reported the rate of infection in unvaccinated individuals who are eligible for a vaccine is 10 times higher than it is for someone who is fully vaccinated. The rate of hospitalization is 23 times higher for unvaccinated people compared to vaccinated. Those observations are based on data collected between August 22 and October 16. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. School outbreaks. There are 3 active outbreaks in schools in Simcoe County. An outbreak has been declared at Holy Cross Public School in Innisfil as of October 15. There are 14 cases associated with the outbreak, which is up by 5 since yesterday. Orchard Park Elementary School in Orillia has been in outbreak since October 5, and there are 10 cases associated with the outbreak. St. Marie of the Incarnation Elementary School in Bradford has been in outbreak since October 1, and there are 21 cases associated with the outbreak. An outbreak at W.C. Little Elementary School in Barrie, declared on September 28, is now over as of October 15. There were 4 cases linked to the outbreak. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on October 19. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine adge Tosarantio 225,221 to the 1st of October 17 1,898 65.2% Barrie 4,554 4. 386,124 the 1st of October 18 2,968 81.6% Bradford WG 2,249 2,202.38 October 16 5,152 79% Clearview 149 140 5 October 16 991 74.3% Collingwood 280,271 3 the 1st of October 18 1,135 90% ESA 557 548 5 1 October 14 2,311 84.4% Innisfil 1,353 1,316 the 19th of October 17 3,282 75.1% Midland 218,212 the 6th of September 26 1,191 85% New Tecumseh 1,654 1,631 18 the 1st of October 17 3,907 378.2%, Aurelia 368,356, the 8th of October 15 1089 88.3%, Oro Medant 255,241.5, the 2nd of October 17 1093 92.4%, Penetanguishene 216,204, the 8th of October 17 2241 87.9%, Remara 127,126.1, October 5, 1215.68.2%, Severn 93,88,3.1, October 14, 6,20.63.4%, Springwater 320,312, the 2nd of October 17 1493.88.7%, Tay 132,129, the 3rd of September 24 1177.88.1%, Tiny 150,144, the 2nd of October 17 1118.75.3%, Wasaga Beach 314,305, the 5th of October 17 1325.82.9%, Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.